And what about a call for sheep or chickens?
Chick, 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 to the chickens. I don't know about sheep. We don't even have sheep around this part of the country.
We're starting to get them, at least in North Georgia. That's
yeah, but it's too hot here.
You know the term, if you want to get the horses ready to drive someplace or drive or plow, and what you have to do to them?
Harness them.
And have you heard a term for the strings or whatever that you hold for to guide when you're plowing?
When you're plowing? Reins, I guess. Uh-huh.
It could still be the reins. What about the part of the saddle that you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
And you probably know this, but I'll ask you anyway. If you plowing with a team of horses, the one on the left, have you heard a term for that?
Lead horse.
Okay. If something is not right near at hand, you say it's just a little something.
What is it?
Not right here, it's fairly close. You say it's just a little
bit away, a step away, a few steps away.
You've been traveling and you haven't finished your trip yet. You might say before dark you had a
it's a stop, I guess. Overnight stop.
Well, if you want to get to your destination before dark, and somebody asked you to stop on the way, you might say, I can't, I've got
to get home before dark.
Okay. Here's an item that you can find in practically any store, so you don't have to go to any special place to get it. You say, well, you can find that just about
anywhere.
But when plowing, the thing that the plow cuts
furrow.
The line. And if you had a good yield, you might say we raised a
bumper crop.
Okay. When you cut down all the brush trees to in order to use the land.
Clear land.
Okay. Do you have a term for the old dried dead grass that's left over in the spring?
Hey.
what about the little group that you tie up wheat in when it's been cut?
Sheaths.
And then you take the sheaves and pile them up. What do you have a name for that pile? And what's the quantity of say corn? Somebody said we raise 40 something
acres.
Acre. Well, it's per acre.
Bushel.
Okay. And you know what you do to oats to separate the grain from the rest?